This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have to tell you, I'm excited for a few reasons today. If you want to get the show on podcast, kjradio.com, you're going to want to get this one. You're going to want to share it with other people. And here's why I'm excited. Because I was talking to God, or, you know, giving my thoughts, and he hit me with a revelation. He says, Kevin, you know what? I've been teasing you with this idea, and hopefully you catch it. But I want you to theme your shows. He was a lot more eloquent, by the way. But I want you to theme your shows. The other day we did a show on truisms. And, I could do 50 shows on truisms. And what it allowed me to do was take the news and sort of filter it in through these different angles. And the first thought when God said to me, you need to do these thematic shows. I was like, come on, God. You know, how many themes can there possibly be? I have to do 5 shows a week, Lord. You know, that's 20 shows a month. Not that I needed to help him with the math. And he was like, no, there'll be plenty of themes. You'll understand these themes as you develop the shows. And I was like, well, so here again, I'm just cruising along. You got to talk back, right? A little smack talk with God. And I'm going, so God, where am I going to come up with these themes? He goes, I'm telling you, you're going to have the themes. They'll be there for you. Now, I had this conversation years ago with him when I told him I'd run out of ideas. And he chuckled at me and says, you'll have plenty of ideas. Don't worry about it. You got plenty of ideas. And I was like, no, I don't know. He goes, you got plenty of ideas. Trust me on this. So long story short, I woke up the next day. I have never had writer's block. I've never been stumped during a question. Nothing. I am replete with ideas. I tell my team all the time, we don't need ideas. We need people to execute. I got plenty. So at some point, I asked God for focus. He started giving me a little bit of focus, but we hadn't gotten there. And then he whispers to me, hey, you need to theme your shows. So I'm going to try to do that. And today's theme is, what does it mean to be American? And I'm going to take all the different stories that we have and explain it in that context. Now, if I say to you, what does it mean to be American? The majority of us have very similar core beliefs. We believe it's freedom. We believe that, you know, this country offers you whatever you want. It's such a cool concept of America because it says to you, pick where you want to be and go do it. As long as it doesn't infringe on the rights of others, you are free to be you. That is quintessential America. That is conservatism, honestly. Now, there are many of us who, well, Kevin, you know, I don't like people with tattoos. Okay, great. Or, you know, nose piercings, or, you know, I don't like the gay lifestyle, whatever. That all may be true. But if you're true American, you're like, you know what? Live and let live. If you're true conservative, you're like, I don't care. You know, as long as your infringement isn't on somebody else, I'm cool with it. Now, I'm not telling you that there aren't bigots, which on the conservative side, by the way, as big of idiots as on the left, who say things like, well, them gay people ought to all be shot or whatever. You know what? If you're that stupid, fine. Yeah, I can't deal with you. But the average conservative can certainly be persuaded to understand that if two men want to cohabitate together, nobody care. As long as they don't want me to have to say, I agree, I don't care what they do. And in fact, I can be friends with them.
Well, Kevin, you don't want to be around people that, you know, you may end up getting.
No, I'm completely satisfied with who I am. I'm never going to be gay. And I would not condone the lifestyle. And if you say, well, Kevin, by being around it, you condone it. Well, that's like saying being around, you know, going to the supermarket and not eating, you know, asparagus. It means that I'm condoning asparagus when I walk by it, you know, because it's still there. Well, what should I do? Go to the supermarket and donate it?
Listen, you've got asparagus in here, and I'm totally anti-asparagus.
I can tolerate many things that I don't have to participate in. Capiche? Capiche? So what does it mean to be American? I think most people in the world would say it's the greatest title a human being can have. I'm telling you. And I'm talking, there are Chinese that wish they were American. They got a lot of people over there. The reason why I can make that statement that a lot of people want to be American is because, number one, I've traveled a lot. And number two, I listen. I also observe. Do you think anywhere else in the world has the immigration issues of America? Name it.
Well, Kevin, you know, Britain, you know, they're wanting to...
Name it. They don't have a fraction. The only reason... I tell people this all the time. The only reason why people immigrate to Britain or France or Germany or whatever is because they can't get to America. That's it. They don't want Germany... Ask the average person in the world, do you want to go to Germany or do you want to go to America? You know the answer. The majority of the world wants to be American. It is the greatest title you can have, bar none. And yet, we are always dealing with this as an issue as to, you know, why do black people not want to be American? You say, you're American ain't my country. Really? In 2014, the New York Times reported by the name of Damien Cave traveled the length of the highway I-35, runs south to north, through the middle of the United States, for his The Way North project. And along the way, he asked 35 people, what does it mean to be American? And I want to delve into that a little bit today. We have a ton to talk about, folks. I'm just telling you. Gillibrand slamming Hillary Clinton. Al Franken under fire. Let me talk about the Al Franken under fire for just a bit. The idea that the left fashioned a noose to put around the neck of Judge Roy Moore. And guess what? They placed it comfortably around the neck of Al Franken. That is leftism. When I talk about the death spiral of leftism, they wanted to take a good man, Judge Roy Moore. They blasphemed his name, all for the sake of political expediency. And then it backfires on one of their own senators. I love this story. We're going to cover it in some depth. Lots to talk about. Louis C.K. a little bit in the news. Mike Pence is suddenly back in the news, and I'll explain why. And, of course, Jesse Jackson, he's got problems. You know, it's funny, when I was thinking about the Jackson story, some people are going to be happy about it, and some people are going to be, you know, rightfully sad. So we've got that to talk about. Big changes in Saudi Arabia if we get to it, so we got a full plate for you. Pleasure.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. What does it mean to be American? My gut, you know, reaction when I hear that, when I'm asked that question, would be, it means you have a frontier spirit. It means you have a spirit of overcoming whatever may come. That's what I think. I think of truly, and it is ingrained. I think the first thing I think of is God. The next thing I think of is the military. The next thing I think of is capitalism. Those are my, if I would give you three things that I think of, those I think of God, I think of military, I think of capitalism. And then you can throw into to the fabric of all of that the fact that you are free to, you know, have a family, raise a family in the freest society on the planet. That's what I think of when I think of America. And I've talked about this. I've talked about it in my speeches where I talk about the feeling after 9/12. That was America. After 9/11, on 9/12, that represented America for me. We were one nation. And the reason why I bring this up is because I want to cap this discussion off by telling you why the left is so anti-American. And in between, I want to explain to you the backdrop of why, if you have the spirit of Americana, if you feel the spirit of the American spirit. There you go. Look there. It just came to me. But if you feel the American spirit, all these problems melt away that we're talking about. We're not talking about BLM when you have the American spirit. We're not talking about Antifa. You know, the average American man is not looking to sexually harass women. He's not disrespectful of women. He understands the need of the woman. Even the guy who was the frontier man, the guy who wasn't evolved and has become the new metrosexual man, he understood the role of his wife. She was equally important in his life. Go look at, I'm not trying to over-glamorize the old West and stuff like that, but go look at those TV shows that we're talking about, you know, fathers out there plowing the field and moms in there making butter and washing clothes and taking care of the youngins, you know? He didn't come home and beat her. He came home and said, had a rough night's work, and she ran him a bath. They cooked and ate dinner, said a prayer, sat around the fire. Kids read. They talked. You know, who knows? Life was simple, but what's wrong with that picture? I mean, it may be boring to some, but what's wrong with that? They got up and they did it again. Life was about survival, but it was survival on your own, and people had to be good with their hands. Everybody had to have a skill. Is that true today? In the America today, we've got, 47% or whatever the number of people that are on some form of government assistance. 47%. Is that the America you foresaw when you were coming up? I certainly didn't. So this guy goes around and he's making a trip down I-35 north to south, and he asks different people, what does becoming America mean? It means following the rules. It means respect of your neighbor. In your neighborhood, said Francine Sharp, a retired teacher in Kansas, born in Kansas. A guy born in Mexico said this, if you work hard, you get good things in life. Jose, he's a college student, a roofer, an immigrant without legal status in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Born in Mexico. If you work hard, you get good things in life. He even knows it as an immigrant. I mean, we could go into the illegal aspect of it. I don't want to go into that because we have too many other things to talk about in the news today. But I'm just saying that's what this kid said. A 14-year-old named Natalie Villafranco, born in Dallas, Texas. Being an American is making change, making good changes. Being American is being welcoming. Being caring about other people, being proud of the country, and it's forgiveness. It's not holding grudges or anything. I mean, where's that going to get you? That's what she said. We have a climate right now of anti-Americanism that is I've never seen in my life. And needless to say, it's not coming from our ilk. It's coming from the left. And I want to explain why they are so anti-American in a bit. Being American means protection by the law. This is what Sean Larkin, 40-year-old sergeant with the Tulsa Police Department gang unit, said. He was born in Virginia. He says, anyone can say whatever they want, and even if I don't agree with them, they're still protected by the law. It's my job to enforce. That's their freedom. That's their right. Think about where you can't do that. All the countries. If you were to take a list of the things you can do in America and put on a chart. You know how they do those charts where they'll say, like, here's our silver, you know, our bronze plan, our silver plan, our gold plan, our platinum plan. And platinum's got all the little bullets all the way down. There's like 14 different categories or 20 different categories, and platinum's got them all the way down, bullets. And gold maybe has 12 of the bullets, and silver only has 6 of the bullets, and the regular, you know, say bronze only has 2 of the bullets. Well, that's what you'd see with America. You look at all these freedoms. We'd have list the freedoms, list the things you can do in America, what you could become, or the things that aren't bad. Like, we don't have a caste system. Now, some say we do. I mean, in a way, we sort of do. You could say, well, Kevin, there's elites. There are people in this country that have more than others. Sure, there are billionaires, and people get born into billionaire families. That does not give them necessarily a leg up over you, because you may not want that. You may just like to go out in the middle of the evening, you know, when you get home, and go fishing. Or, you know, get in your canoe and canoe. Or maybe you just like to write. What's a billionaire got over you if you want to be a writer and you're a gifted writer and he can't write a word? What's he got over you in terms of your lifestyle? What you want to do with your life? He's got nothing over you. There are billionaires that would love to play basketball like LeBron James. They can't. And they never will. All they can do is appreciate.
Oh, but Kevin, he's got all the money.
Great. But that may not be what he's looking for. He's got money, but what if he's dumb? You know, I mean, nobody stops to think about what is that kid's dreams.
Oh, well, he could make any dream come true.
No, he can't. He can't be a great singer. He can't be a great artist. Just because he's got money does not mean he's going to live the dream the way he wants to live it. So people would tell you,
well, these kids grow up in privilege.
How do you know that? So is privilege only given by money? What's he given by? Oh, he's got a really good address. Good for him. Maybe that kid wants to be a hip-hop artist. He lives in the suburbs. Where's he going to learn hip-hop, how to dance, how to, you know, have the swag? From hanging out with his suburb kids? He would rather grow up in the inner city, living amongst the people that he wants to, that life he wants to emulate. I'm just saying, do we really know what people want to be? If money's the answer, then we're all losers. And well, we got more to talk about when we come back on this. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
There's been a lot of talk regarding President Trump and a phase two to his tax cut plan. Well, what can we exactly expect in a phase two? Grover Norquist is the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He gives us some ideas.
Well, what they're looking to do is certainly to make permanent all of the individual income tax cuts that last for 10 years, because it was done through reconciliation, make those permanent. perhaps increasing the per-child tax credit, something Ivanka Trump has been working on. He does want to take the corporate rate from 21 down to 20. We were promised 20, but it jiggled up at the last moment.
The teenage soccer team trapped in a cave system in northern Thailand will spend another night in the cave. Officials coordinating the rescue have said they won't attempt to move the boys before tomorrow, and we have heard from some of the team members that they are doing okay and are healthy. And the stock markets are closed today, as it is a federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. Theme today is sanity. Sanity, sanity, sanity. I don't know. Look, I've never used drugs. And you could say at times I've lost my mind a time or two. You know, like you just get a little frazzled over some things, maybe trauma in your life. But never where I would call myself insane. I've 99.9999% of the time lived a very sane life. No right from wrong. You know, I always had my wits about me. And I've never thought to myself, man, I should experiment with insanity for just a little bit and see what it's like. No, I've seen it. I've seen people crazy. I've seen crazy folks. I mean, I could tell you some stories. So I don't need to experience. It's kind of like somebody says to me, hey, have you ever run into a wall? No, but I see somebody doing it and it doesn't make me want to do it. You know, you haven't experienced life until you've, you know, skydived off a mountain without a parachute. Yeah, well, so you say, because I'm not doing it. I want to go into underestimating Donald Trump. See, I've seen what happens when people underestimate an opponent. When you spend as much time as I have, learn, and I'm putting into the fight game. People love that talk so much. A couple of people, they hate when I talk about this. It's part of my life. What do you want me to talk about? Anyway, I spent time training as a warrior, youngster. Time I was 8 years old, learning how to fight. And it was just the way it was. You grow up on the streets, that's the way it is. Got to be tough. And if you underestimate somebody, don't be surprised when it's game over and you're looking at the inside of your eyelids in a supine position. That means you got knocked the flunk out. Okay. Never forget, I was a little league baseball player, and I was a tough kid. Probably about 12, 13 years old, I'm guessing. I don't know, maybe, yeah, something like that. And this little chubby kid, he was friends to one of my best friends. I mean, he was a cousin to one of my best friends. Some Mexican kid, who was a big kid, picked on this little white boy. And he just was like, the little white boy was like, just leave me alone, like this. And you know, I don't understand what the beef is with this little chubby Mexican dude, but he was like, no, man, he's pushing, he's bullying this kid. And I wasn't going to let him, like, fight the kid unless the kid wanted to fight. It was one of those deals where I was just staying out of it, but watching the situation. And this little kid's probably 10, 11 years old, I don't know. I may have been a little older, to be honest with you. But long story short, the little kid finally says, I don't have a problem fighting him. He goes, I just don't want everybody jumping on me. I just want, you know, I'll fight him. And so I said to the kid, I was like, yeah, he's got some guts. And this other little Mexican kid was from a family of supposed fighters, the Galindos. So this little Max, this little white boy says, as long as nobody else is going to get involved, I don't care, I'll fight him. And I was like, wow, this little chubby little fat, because he was a chubby kid too, and didn't look like he could fight his way out of a paper sack. And so, little Mexican kid's all cocky, like, oh, do it, let's do it, let's do it. So, little white kid stands off, and I mean, he goes into one of those old style boxing things where the one fist is way out and the other fist is close to his face. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know those old school with the guy's got his chin up? He might as well be smoking a pipe. And so the Mexican kid gets set up like he's going to fight. And I'm not exaggerating this one bit. Little kid just, poop, that fist that was way out there, he just popped it out there and hit that kid in the chin. And it surprised him. And then this little kid, once he got that punch in, pop, 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 pop. I mean, he wailed on this dude. He wailed on him. I stood back and went, whoa. That fight was over in 10 seconds. And that little kid just, you know, got his gear, whatever, and he walked back. The only thing he was afraid of is other people jumping in. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not encouraging you guys to fight. I don't know what this is about, but nobody else is going to jump on you. That I'll guarantee you. And he goes, enough said. And he whooped that dude's butt, but good. He was easily 30 pounds lighter, 4 inches shorter, and he didn't give a crap. And I'm telling you, that little Mexican kid was in shock. It's 10, 15 seconds that fight lasted. I mean, this dude, little kid, from that one boop, old school punch to the it was rat-a-tat-tat on his knotted head is what it was. And after that, I was like, wow. You don't underestimate an opponent. I had a similar thing, except mine was, we weren't trying to fight. Guy just would watch me train, and he was like, what is that? Never seen martial arts. He'd been in the pen, been in the penitentiary. But he was a boxer, short little dude. I mean, little arms like alligators. But boy, I'm going to tell you what, if we'd been fighting, he would have whooped my head because I'd underestimated him. I was 19 years old, fresh, you know, got my regular, one of my black belts, and this guy would have whooped my head. And I learned then and there, my lesson was as ingrained in me at that point as I could ever imagine. I can't even tell you that. Anyway, Democrats have learned that very same cruel lesson dealing with Donald Trump. You never underestimate your opponent. And as for Trump, he's a trained warrior. Probably hadn't fought a day in his life, physically. Mentally, this guy has fought thousands, I'm talking tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of times, he's been to battle. And see, Donald Trump would never underestimate his opponent. He would never underestimate the cunning nature of a Democrat. And in fact, here's something you guys probably forget. Donald Trump acknowledged this in a debate with Hillary Clinton. You remember? They said, okay, guys, name one thing you admire about one another. And I don't remember what Hillary said. That's how insignificant it was. But I remember what Trump said. He said, I admire her fight. He extolled her virtues, her ability to hang in there and to fight. He knew she was crooked. He knew she had cheated Bernie Sanders. He knew she was a vile, despicable human being. But he still said, I see the warrior in her. A lot of other people, they would have been gone. They didn't, you know, they wouldn't have lasted. I admire her fight. Crooked and ruthless, but nonetheless worthy as an opponent. He didn't make a value judgment on her. I mean, everybody that's against you is a piece of crap opponent, at least if you're going to be in a fight or a war. So why would you, you know, be mad that they want to come after you? No warrior's mad at a guy that wants to fight. When you get in the ring, I'm not mad. You know what I get mad about? That I trained for this moment. You're mad because, I mean, and you can't be mad about it because it's what you chose to do. But imagine, you know, you're on the street or you're in a battle for your political life and you have to fight people that you know are crooked. They're coming after you. But you know why? You get mad because you had to train. You knew this moment would come. That's what makes you mad as a warrior. Anyway, Trump recognized that. He admired that in Hillary Clinton, despite who she was. But here's the other thing Trump knows. He knows his own skill set. He knows what he brings to the party. Hundreds of thousands, like I said, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of negotiations, of sharpening that steel, of beating that steel down to make it harder and harder and better and better. No cracks, no flaking, no nothing. Until he's ready, I mean, he's going to heat that thing up and re-beat it over and over and over, and he'll beat it for years. And then finally, it's time for the quench. And that steel is hardened. And it can be sharpened down to the point where it will cut practically anything. Trump knows his skill set. And he also knows when the other people are lacking. He knows his opponents. Look at how Trump, for example, used the media. It was bad media. It was bad press. He knew it. But what happened? His message leached through. It leaked through. It made it through. It was supposed to be impervious to all their nonsense. We heard recently 90% of the news that they put on the other channels outside of Fox is against Donald Trump. And yet, he still manipulates the media. He still beats them at their own game. Little mini wars inside of other wars. And he dominates them. There would be hardly any news on the other side of the aisle if it weren't for Donald Trump making it. Chuck Todd had, maybe it was Mulvaney. And he's doing an interview, and Mulvaney's like, I have nothing to do with Russia. And Todd's like, yeah, but you're the only person we can talk to. Please tell us something. Please, please, please. He's begging. Please give me something on Russia. I don't talk to the president about that. I'll talk about the State of the Union. That's how bad it is for the lamestream media, the fake news media. Without Trump, without access to his people who are on lockdown, they got nothing. And here's Fox and Sean Hannity just going to town, man. Crushing it. All because the left underestimate Donald Trump. The left have found their sanity, folks. Not their insanity. They're always insane. We're making them sane.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Too much sanity may be madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be. Miguel de Cervantes said that. He is the person who wrote Don Quixote. Now, that saying, too much sanity may be madness, and the maddest of all, to see life as it is, not as it should be, I say applies to Hillary Clinton. Yeah, she's now seeing life as it is, not life as it should be. That's got to be sheer madness. Yeah, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We are dealing with sanity, which means we also have to deal with insanity. And the insanity of it all is, you started to count. But what's really insane about that is you never should have not counted. Does that confuse you? In other words, you're the boss. We are the boss. When did the boss let the employees start running us? Because that's what we do. We do it across the board. How much money does the average Holly weirdo make? Who's the boss? You're the boss. You're the ones who determine who gets to be popular and who doesn't. They think they do. I'm super talented. I'm really a good singer. I'm this or that. I've got lots of drive. Let me tell you something. There are more talented people in every field of study. Everybody you know. Give me your best actor. There's somebody you don't know who's 10 times better. Give me your best singer. There's some voice you've never heard that's 10 times better. Guarantee you. They get so caught up in themselves. We live in bizarro world, opposite world. Sanity is insanity. And you know what we did? We did something really insane. We elected a person who's actually qualified to run the country. How crazy is that? Have you thought that? When Donald Trump got elected, did you know people that went, that's just insane. That's freaking crazy, man. He ain't even a politician. That's what it was set up for. The sanity of the founding fathers says, we don't want politicians. We want business people, people from the ground, people from the crowd, people from the hood. We want them in there. We don't want professional politicians. We want you to serve and go back to your farms, go back to your businesses, go back to your families. But you know what we do? We send these suckers up there and they stay forever. And you know what happens when you stay forever? You try to figure out a way to stay longer. And we allow it. President's got term limits. We accept it. Congress has no term limits. We got judges that have to die in office. Many roles are that way. Now, we've even got deep state roles that have no elected officials whatsoever. They can be appointed by the people in power. They give them power over you in ways that would blow your mind. And we think we're insane. I said, we think it's stupid when a dog chases its tail. The dog's looking at us going, this may look stupid, but what y'all do makes me look like a genius. We got Donald Trump elected. His message got through the insanity of the media. He was able to make sure that all the crooked facets of that Clinton fake diamond, that cubic zirconia, shine through. And despite the media onslaught that Donald Trump faced, you know what he did? He trusted his training. All those years of the art of the deal, understanding people, understanding emotions, understanding, I don't know, having his finger on the pulse of America. Donald Trump has applied warrior concepts to his daily routine so much so they are second nature to him. He doesn't even have to think about it. And the Democrats oblige him because they still, even to this moment, they underestimate Donald Trump. One of Trump's favorite quotes is, a leader has a right to be beaten, but never the right to be surprised. What he's saying is, I may enter that race knowing Usain Bolt's going to beat me, but it isn't going to be by a surprise. I know exactly what can happen. I know, and I'll know why it can happen. And I will have trained around it. And if I can maneuver him, you know, it's like, you know, using fight talk, you know, I'm a little dude. I'm not that huge. So if I'm in a confined space, I have to change tactics. If I'm free to reign, you know, to roam, you may not ever even get to put your hands on me. You get what I'm saying? There should be no surprises. Donald Trump hardly sleeps, constantly prepared for battle, probably sleeps with a sword and metaphorical shield by his bedside. But most interesting to me when I analyze Trump is the ease at which he toys with the left. The ease, battle ready, from dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of micro battles that occur every single day. For the record, you're in those battles as well. Trump, they say, has a fondness for Sun Tzu. And I bet he's familiar with this quote. He approves of this if he's smart. Holds out baits to entice the enemy, feign disorder, and crush him. This is the hidden strategy. So not only did Trump not stop the Democrats' attack on him, folks, but he actually forced them to prosecute it. This is from a guy who wrote this, an American thinker, Daniel Ashman. He gathered Democrat swamp monsters into a single group under his control, pointed them in a direction, and off they went. From this perspective, the more anti-Trump the investigators are, the better. The Democrats are well into their attack, ranting, chasing, running through the mountain pass, but they aren't looking, but they're looking at a mirage, rather. Trump isn't there. They haven't noticed that Trump is president. Trump and his team are on top of the overlooks on either side. The ambush against Democrats is well underway. Daniel Ashman wrote this in American Thinker. And he couldn't be more... this is so true. He goes on. The truth about Mueller's investigation is coming out, and it's highly damaging. Be it about Mueller's team member Peter Strzok and Lisa Page exchanging text messages calling Trump a loathsome human. Andrew McCabe testifying about a meeting in his office where FBI agents said they, quote, can't take that risk of Trump becoming president. Or Mueller obtaining thousands of Trump transition team emails in an improper manner. Democrats are not prepared for these developments. They never thought it would happen. You follow? The mainstream media, they're blacking it out. They don't want to tell you. Eric Holder and James Comey are doing juvenile tweets. See, Trump pretends to be dead. So the prey will come near him. Then he strikes him with the speed of a serpent. And I'm talking about quick-acting neurotoxin that makes them get their sanity. Because you know what happens now that the Democrats are starting to get their sanity? They're seeing their real future. Trump speaks in ambiguous terms. Many times, I've listened to this man, I've followed him. Once he made the transition and was the guy, I said I'd support him. And then I had to go back and look at the things that he said, because people on the right were, he's not a conservative, he donates more to the Democrats. And I started going back and looking at what he said and how he said it, his phraseology, if you will. And I thought to myself, he's ambiguous on many issues. And this is a learned tactic. It allows him necessary outs while signaling that a deal is possible, but only under certain circumstances. In this article, he continues, he says, this is how Trump wants it. Remember, during the campaign, Trump emphasized that he wouldn't tell America's enemies what his plans were. Sun Tzu says, these military devices leading to victory must not be divulged beforehand. Part of the reason that Trump wants a confusing situation. After the ambush comes the counterattack. Trump's troops have been positioned. The preparations are being completed. The enemy is placed in a vulnerable spot. Does any of this ring a bell to you? The Justice Department's Inspector General report is going to come out. Damaging information on Democrat operatives. Congressmen are getting increasingly fed up with the lies by these deep state bureaucrats. They're begging Trump to pursue Democrat corruption more aggressively. Remember when people screamed, folks, yet Mueller had stacked the deck against the president? Yeah, he did. He got Mueller to assemble a lot of swamp creatures into one area, the kill zone. Now who's in it? Comey lawyered up. Peter Strzok lawyered up. McCabe resigned. My bet this guy requests immunity and witness protection soon. Democrats now scramble to exit stage left with as much of their flesh as they can keep on. Hardly a high-level Obama administration person is going to go untouched. And most of Clinton's staff will look for representation soon. And I'm not talking about literary agents. Donald Trump's got them right where he wants them. One of the smartest moves in the history of politics. And he did it for us. He didn't do it for himself.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.